From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, the International Red Cross defends its policy of confidentiality when investigating prisoner abuse. But first, Army Major General Antonio Taguba is testifying today before the Senate Armed Services Committee. Taguba conducted the investigation into the prisoner abuse at the Abu Ghraib prison that found, quote, sadistic, blatant, and wanton criminal abuses there. NPR's Andrea Seabrook is at the Capitol. Andrea, what's the general mood of the hearing, and how does it compare to the hearings on Friday with Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld?
Well, you know, these hearings are very different today, Madeline, in part because some of the emotional charge that surrounded the hearings with Rumsfeld has been let out because of those hearings and because of his apology, but also in part because Taguba, as you said, wrote the report that found a lot of these abuses and documented them. And so there's this sense of thanking him. Almost every senator who's spoken today has thanked him. He even started out by saying that his aim was to stand by his personal values and the moral values of the nation. And so there is a lot of appreciation of his work. But this hearing also, because of that sort of sense, is also, there's a lot less grandstanding. There's a lot less sort of Senate speeches about how terrible this thing is and a lot more digging into what actually happened than we saw on Friday. For instance, here you'll hear the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, John Warner of Virginia. He's a Republican. Try and start getting at some of what actually happened here.
In simple words, your own soldier's language, how did this happen?
Failure in leadership, sir, from the brigade commander on down. Lack of discipline, no training whatsoever, and no supervision. Supervisory omission was rampant. Those are my comments.
Now, Andrea, is this hearing turning up any more details as to what went on at that prison?
Well, like you heard, that's certainly the line of questioning taken by several members of the committee. It's coming out that it appears, and this is according to Major General Taguba, that some of the detention guards thought they were under the authority of military intelligence rather than their own military police or army superiors. Or that in general, the lines of authority were not clear in this case. You can hear this response to a question from Arizona Republican John McCain. He's probing that line there.
In your judgment, were these abuses a result of an overall military or intelligence policy to, quote, soften up detainees for interrogation?
Sir, we did not gain any evidence where it was an overall military intelligence policy of the sort. I think it was a matter of soldiers with their interaction with military intelligence personnel who they perceived or thought to be competent authority that were giving them or influencing their action to set the conditions for a successful interrogations operations.
Andrea, so how does Taguba say these lines of authority got confused?
Well, that's the rub here. Taguba says an order was issued higher up in the chain of command that put a military officer and an intelligence officer in, quote, tactical control, unquote, of the prison. Taguba contends that caused at lower levels among the military police a lack of understanding about what were their responsibilities, whether or not they were supposed to be softening up these prisoners, or what their interactions with military intelligence should be. Why it's important to note here that military intelligence is responsible for interrogating. It's a whole separate arm of the military, and military police are responsible for the actual detention and use of force on these prisoners. And so, and to some extent, they're separate. Now, the Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence, who is Stephen Cambone, disagreed with Taguba about that in this response to this question from Michigan's Carl Levin, the top Democrat on the committee.
Do you disagree with what the general just said?
Yes, sir.
Pardon?
I do. I do not believe that the order placing Colonel Pappas in charge gave him the authority to direct the MP's activities in direct OPCON conditions.
And we'll certainly be hearing more of this as the day progresses. NPR's Andrea Seabrook, thank you very much for that report.
You're welcome.